Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Hello. Thanks for listening. You know, yesterday, we had a conversation about walnuts. It was some walnut day thing. Let's see what Nick came up with for us today. We'll blame her for this. Trash brought to you by National No Dirty Dishes Day. No one likes dirty dishes. And that is why, for some reason, who is behind this agenda? Like, at least with walnuts, you're like, well, somebody produces walnuts, and I can see why they'd try to make a day. But, like, other than, like, your kids, who produces dirty dishes? May 18th. We celebrate No Dirty Dishes Day. It's a national day. They say here, most likely created by an upset parent. Mm-hmm. National No Dirty Dishes Day
that
has
total sense.
Sinks around the world, rejoicing at the thought of having a light workload and a clear space today. So what does this mean? We have to eat off paper plates, use plastic forks, you know, fill the landfills
for the kids
up
out there.
I guess.
Wash the dishes for your mom or dad.
You know, at least rinse them. That's all I ask. Rinse. You can leave them in the sink. I'll put them in the dishwasher or I'll wash them. But fill them with water so that the cereal doesn't turn to cement. That's all I ask. I'm not trying to nag you.
Yeah.
I'm really not. You know? I wasn't nagging anybody before I had you guys. It's you. It's not me. It's you. Did what I said. Be all set.
It's not what your boss said yesterday.
Oh, you. Finny,
yeah.
What would be the perfect birthday for you?
Well, look, I'm not the right guy to ask. I don't really care to celebrate it. And I haven't my whole, like, I don't remember. I'm sure my mom was into it.
Yeah.
She was around.
Right.
I'm sure she threw parties for me. We don't have a picture of every minute of my life, so I don't have...
Unlike the children of today, right?
Detailed memories that I don't really have, but I know of because of pictures that were taken.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't know that I've ever really had big birthday celebrations, and I don't, as an adult, care.
Like, yeah.
That's just my honest opinion. It's not that I'm... I know everyone goes, well, just because I want to celebrate my birthday doesn't mean you get to be a jerk about it. Do you?
Yeah.
I'm serious. Do you? I'm just talking about me now.
So
I'm
your perfect birthday would be you get up early at 6 o'clock in the morning. You surf and it's amazing. You get home and no one's there. And you turn on the TV and there's like a football game on.
Yeah.
And it's great.
I'd like to surf. And then, yeah, I'd like to have sex there.
And then your wife comes home and she's like, hey, I left the kids at mom's house and I'm naked.
Boom.
So there it is. So there's a perfect birthday for you.
Great. Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, and maybe, I don't know what you're up to. I mean, I left it at...
I wasn't even going to go that detailed. I was just saying I don't really have these big, you know, elaborate thoughts when it comes to my own birthday. I like every day. I really do.
Sure.
If you've had problems in your life, when you sort of get your act back together, you sort of... are appreciative for every day that goes by, like, without drama.
Well, 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
Doug Lyman, he is a director.
Okay.
He lived with Tom Cruise.
What?
Weirdly. They were like on set. They were making a movie called American Made. Now, I don't recall this movie.
American Made.
I mean, Tom Cruise makes wonderful movies. I don't know. It got by me somehow. So they were making a movie together called American Made. And they were living together. I don't know if that means that they were in some remote location, so everyone was sharing a pad or what have you.
Okay.
So Tom's birthday is July 3rd. And the holiday weekend was coming up. So Doug said, Dave, you know, what are we going to do to celebrate? Here we all are. We're together. What are we going to do to celebrate? Tom said, well, since the production has my birthday off, it being the July 4th holiday weekend, could we do on my birthday, this is what I want, could we do an 8-hour aviation meeting that we've been having trouble scheduling it? Could we do this 8-hour meeting on my birthday? And Doug Lyman, this director, or is he a director, producer? Director. He says, I'm beyond tired. And I'm like, you want to have an 8-hour meeting on your birthday? And he said, yes, that's what I want for my birthday. I want to be making a movie. That's the best birthday present. And then Doug goes, well, do you want cake? And Tom was like, nah, I don't eat cake. I don't eat cake. You can have cake, but I'm not having cake. You know, Tom famously sends a cake. Isn't it a Christmas thing that he does every year? Sends that coconut cake.
Didn't you buy that?
I did.
Yeah,
I bought one.
It.
They're fine. 100-something bucks because it's the Tom Cruise cake, I guess. Just
well,
a cake.
Everyone wants something different in a cake, but I like coconut, so I probably would love that cake.
No, it was good, Vin, but it, you know, 100 bucks, no.
No.
Tom does not eat that cake. He gets the cake to give to the people he loves because he's like, let's get you guys fattened up. Just makes me look better. Tom Cruise does not eat cake. Doug, the director guy, says, you don't get to look the way he looks by eating birthday cake. You have to make a life choice there. And Tom has made some life choices, and
he's right. That's how this happens to me over and over. I cut weight. I get down. I feel good. I look the way I want to look. I stop short of saying look good there, but you know what I mean?
You look
for
good.
Me,
you look good now. You're saying you're not into yourself right now, and you look fantastic.
But those decisions you make where you say, yes, I would love some pizza.
Yeah.
Yes, I would love some cake.
Luckily, we're not on, right. I deserve it. That is
right.
A good excuse.
Or worse,
and you do deserve it. And guess what? We don't have to like be in movies.
And but that's what I'm getting at is he's got to be camera ready at all times. The
he
guy
does.
Could step into a scene any given moment of any given day and he's ready.
He doesn't just train up for a movie. He just is movies.
Right. I like
he's
it.
Amazing.
Good for him.
But it's just so funny. Like, what do you want to do on your birthday? I would like to do that thing that we need to do that we are having a hard time scheduling. Let's just get into this 8-hour aviation meeting. Okay, Tom, you got it. And then what? We have like carrots for dinner? Is that, you know, I'll light a carrot for your birthday candle.
I'll tell you what.
What?
In my opinion.
Tell me.
All the sacrifices that guy's made. It's clear he doesn't have a whole big social life, but thankfully he's successful because if you made all those sacrifices and you were failing, that would really suck.
Yeah, failure is not an option.
But at least his career is rock solid Hollywood box office gold.
Oh,
You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You shame yourself.
The Top Gun sequel, I have to believe, is going to be a blockbuster, right?
Oh, yes, I think so too. You wouldn't go to a theater
no.
to see that, would you?
No, I would not. I don't
we'll
care
wait
about
for that
Top
to be
Gun,
available.
But it's, I think, the nostalgia with it.
Yeah.
Tons of people loved it. And
I don't care about Top Gun either. But I will say, as I watched some of that, there was some video that they released last week where they were showing the actors actually had to fly the planes.
It looked
great. And it looked so exciting and so dramatic. And then they had cut it in with really dramatic scenes that I assume stunt pilots or Tom was taking care of. But they showed them all in the cockpits, and it's pretty, it does look exhilarating.
So bad.
Oh, and there's this.
But don't you let go of my hand. You can cry.
All right, enough of that. That is Lady Gaga singing the new Top Gun song.
Incredible.
Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, they're suing each other for defamation.
Yeah,
and it's been really fun just seeing little nuggets from this. And big nuggets. Oh, human-sized nuggets. There have been all kinds of things. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Gross.
Amber Heard, the latest is she confirms that she had James Franco over the night before filing for divorce from Johnny Depp. Of course, the night before you file from divorce from someone, you are done with them. You don't wake up the next morning and decide you're done. I mean, I don't know why this has to be called into question. It's one thing if they're married and he's on vacation or off shooting and she's having people over, okay. But at this point in the relationship, isn't it over?
Maybe they're on the edge and Franco put the nail in the coffin, you know?
Well, so to
that
speak.
That would.
Yeah.
That would.
According to Amber, though, Johnny Depp had been having jealous freakouts over James Franco for the entire time that they were together. I guess the Amber and James Franco have made a couple movies together, and they're pretty good friends. According to her, that's all they are. And she also... I know. But, you know, with barring footage of it, I guess it's sort of whatever she says. She says he is her next-door neighbor in this particular penthouse that she had, or that Johnny had, and that he lived, she says, literally right next door, which I don't know if that means the building next door or somewhere in this building. She had said, he was my friend, he lived next door, quite literally next door, and I, frankly, had exhausted my support network with my usual friends, and I was happy to welcome as much friendship as at that time as I could possibly get. Did you find any interesting nuggets from yesterday?
Did.
All right, so here's a little bit from the Court TV website.
All right, you changed the locks to the penthouses on May 22nd, 2016.
I attempted to.
That's why you felt comfortable having James Franco over the evening of May 22nd, 2016, Ms. Heard?
I do not know when James came over.
Okay, let's remind you. That's you and Mr. Franco on May 22nd, 2016, right, Ms. Heard?
That's correct.
And you're taking him up to the penthouses, aren't you?
That's where I lived, yes.
And it's past 11 p.m. at night, isn't that right?
I'm not quite sure of the time it looked like that.
Why don't we pull that video back up? 22:51, almost midnight, right? Almost 11 o'clock at night.
Exactly.
You knew Mr. Depp was out of town the week of May 21, 2016, didn't you?
Okay.
I don't know what I knew of his schedule at the time.
So she, this is, you know.
Called cornering someone.
Years ago, and that is fun. That's just good time law stuff, you know. You don't remember? Let's remind you.
Let's pull that up.
Here's some surveillance video of you entering the building with James Franco. By the way, in the video, they apparently are leaning their heads on each other. They're not like making out in the lobby or anything, but they're close, arms around, head on shoulder kind of stuff. She could be very well being consoled by her longtime friend. We don't know. And they were already about to divorce. So I don't know why it's pertinent, but it's fun. And I like seeing it.
Oh, so they don't say where they're headed with that? Like, are they calling this her cheating or...
I truly don't know. Are they just trying to make her look like a slut? I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I'm asking. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why you're saying you don't know.
That came up in court, and I don't know what their end game was on that.
Okay.
It's like, I do know other people, and some of them are men. And I assume that she bangs them.
They're definitely headed that direction with the 11 at night.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Almost midnight. So just really quickly here, a couple things. David Blaine is going to be doing a Las Vegas residency. He says it's so dangerous it can't physically be done night after night. So he's doing it one weekend per month for the next 3 months. The tickets go on sale, I think, Monday. Let me find the exact thing here. It's if you're like an American Express card holder, you've got apparently access to these starting today at 10 a.m. Pacific. But it looks like they go on sale May 23rd, and you can just Google that. It's like axs.com or something. So And as I'm looking at this, he's going on and on about how dangerous this show is that he's putting together. And I believe him. He is actually quite incredible. He's doing a masterclass of his best tricks so that you can walk into any room. This is in addition to his Las Vegas residency. He has this David Blaine Teaches Magic, and he'll teach you 30 tricks in 30 days. It's this whole, I would love to know 30 card tricks. Can you imagine that?
I love his little specials.
He's
like
great.
The ones where he does one big stunt, yeah, where he's like, I'm going to breathe underwater or hold my breath a lot. Like, I don't care about that. But the ones where he, you know, takes a chicken's head off or
right.
takes something for like right in front of another person is just able to do the, I love that stuff. I really think he's pretty
mind blowing. He is incredible.
It's neat as an artist that he's able to pop up, do some shows, and disappear for 5 years.
Yes.
Good for him.
I know. David Blaine is super cool. And I wanted to mention a couple trailers that we're going to put up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. First of all, She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. It has dropped its first Disney Plus trailer, and we watched it this morning, and it looks awesome.
What?
It looks funny. And
the name's ridiculous.
She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. It's just a lady trying to be an attorney, but she's like a cousin of the actual Hulk. So
does she turn green and lose it?
She doesn't lose it, though. It looks like she's in control the whole time. And then who's, is it Mark Ruffalo? Do I have the name right?
Yes, that's the guy playing the
Hulk. He's in
He's
in this.
He is?
Yes. So he is there. It just looks great. I really enjoyed the. There he is, there right he there. Is, yeah. It's twice the size of her.
He's funny.
It is. It's really. So we put the trailer up at the Sarah Mini Facebook page, and we also put the trailer up for season 2 of Only Murders in the Building. It's coming to Hulu on June 28th. That's the one with Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Selena Gomez, and that also looks fantastic. Can't wait. I really enjoyed that, the first season of that. And so the season 2 trailer is up now at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
How do a CO and a convict rent a motel room when they're on the run?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac fans. Stevie Nicks is coming to the Bay Area. You can enter for a chance to win tickets to see her at the Shoreline Amphitheater June 12th. Just head to RadioAlice.com/contests.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. We're edging closer to summer, and Fremont Bank Foundation reminds us to register early for swimming lessons at Fremont's Aqua Adventure Water Park. Find out if your family qualifies for reduced lesson rates subsidized by the foundation by visiting goaquaadventure.com. That is Fremont Bank, everyone. All right, here's what's happening. So the old dog continues his new tricks trend.
Oh.
I don't have my papers, everyone, so bear with me as I work my way around a news break after, you know, I don't know, let's say 20-something years of doing it one way. I'm learning a new way.
Oh, look at you go.
Here we go.
Look at you go, learning all the new tricks.
Sunny and hot today, party people. It is summer out there.
Mm.
So
that is hot.
It is hot. We're talking about in the 80s. Like some places high 80s, some places, you know, low 80s, but where it's going to be hot today.
Okay.
Game one of the Western Conference Finals in the NBA is tonight as the Warriors take on the Mavericks. This is a home game. Go Warriors. It's 6 o'clock tip time. And by the way, Boston, your Celtics, yeah. Sarah, lost last night. And they are in the Eastern Conference Finals versus the Miami Heat. So
I was going to ask you that. So is it how many games are they in, or is this the first game?
That was the first game.
Okay.
It was in Miami. They usually say that, you know, as long as you defend your home court advantage, the series is even.
Right.
So until you win or lose at home, that's when it's like, uh-oh. Uh-oh, they
stole
it from you. So, you know. Miami defended their home court, got the win, and the Warriors need to do the same tonight. Defend your home court. Get your win. Beat the Mavs.
Win. Dubs.
Okay. So the jailer convict story is...
Yes.
It's fascinating. As gross as it all is, it's also kind of fascinating.
Tragic.
So investigators have revealed that Casey White and Vicky White... No relation. This is
Casey's the prisoner.
Vicky White is the corrections officer who had, as far as her bosses knew, an impeccable record. They trusted her blindly, like their best employee. Meanwhile,
she had all kinds of little plaques and awards up there at the jailhouse.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they're. She'd had a ongoing affair with this particular jailbird, and they say maybe she'd had others.
Oh,
I don't want to, I don't want to say because I don't know, but I do know this. She'd put a lot of work. She was the one that was free. The guy was in jail. He couldn't do any of the work for their getaway plan.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
She did all this work, getting them ready to get out of jail and run for their lives. And one of the things she said in the 911 call when they were getting busted was, you had to have a motel, because apparently he wanted to stop and stay in a motel, which I don't blame him. He wanted to do his girlfriend.
The tent, you know, in the woods wouldn't work?
Not like a motel would.
You know, you're not wrong. There is running water there at the hotel.
Yeah, all
he's
the stuff.
Like almost 7 foot tall.
Right.
He is a tall dude.
Yeah, he's not easily hidden, especially with those big flappy ears. I can say that. I have a big nose. Anyway. So she did all this work. She sold stuff. She had all this money, you know, squirreled away. And they did.
Ready
to go. She'd gotten him clothes and. Yeah. She'd gotten herself ready, and there were wigs and all this stuff. But the plan wasn't to get a motel. That changed somewhere along the way. And the fugitives, which they were after they took off and U.S. Marshals were after them, they paid $100 to some guy, some homeless guy, they say, to use his ID card and book a room at Motel 41 in Evansville, Indiana. They gave him $100. And haymistered a motel room.
Okay.
Now, if someone tries to haymister a motel room from you, what do you do?
Well, I say no. I don't want to be involved in their craziness.
Right.
But I'm not homeless, and I've got $100. I'm
exactly
going to be okay.
Right. It's the deal. The guy needed the money. There's no question.
But
he also had a record. So that while he's not in trouble for taking the money and getting a room for these fugitives, they did say that he's someone who had some warrants out and he's being held at the moment. This was on an unrelated drug charge, but they also say he's a sex offender and is currently homeless. That's this guy. The guy who took the 100 and was
sounds like
to put
a real peach.
Well,
not just some sad, unhoused person, an actual terrible
right.
person.
Well, everybody's got their story, right?
Yeah. Most of our stories don't involve sex offenses.
Anyway, that is the deal. They hey-mistered a motel room and then got comfy. And that's why they got caught. They were sitting there. The truck they'd driven was spotted at the car wash. The Cadillac they were in was spotted at the motel. When they took off, it was over.
Well,
over.
Well, people are good at finding other people.
And they're working they really now are. To get the rest of that story out of the Casey guy, the jailbird, who it appears knew they weren't. It appears he knew they weren't getting away.
Well, he, of the two of them, seems to be more firmly planted in reality. Here's a guy who has been through some reality, and here's a girl who falls in love with prisoners. And has sold all her stuff because she thinks they're going to go live in the woods happily ever after. I don't understand. I don't. There's a lot. I don't understand.
The end. I don't understand. Right. Yeah, that's a period. I don't understand.
Yes,
I don't
end,
either.
Period.
Like, yeah, you should never have stopped running. Everyone was looking for you.
Yeah.
Everyone.
And they're good at it. They're good at finding you.
Right. So that was
cameras everywhere. They've got all kinds of ways to trace people.
I wanted to mention this real quick. I probably should have done. It's not. It is sports. It's also TV. I don't even know what this story is, but I do know that you'd reported Tom Brady got this crazy huge contract in place
yep.
for after football.
Yes. Is it Fox? It's Fox, right?
I think so.
$375 million for like a 10-year broadcast thing.
Right. Drew Brees had the same deal in place with NBC for after his career,
mm-hmm.
and he did his first year. And I will say that as a viewer, and I don't have anything against Drew Brees, but I thought he was terrible. And that's the problem with starting in such a huge job.
Yep.
You have a lot of wankerisms to work out. There's a lot. And you just don't walk onto the TV set and be great at it. Takes a second.
It is an acquired skill. There's a lot of people trying to work their way up.
If you've got an incredible personality, because there are stories of people who do sort of take to it pretty fairly quickly and they get.
Tony Romo is great. And he was great from the get-go. I was like, oh my God, he's funny. He's natural and relaxed.
Right.
But not everyone can jump in there.
Though.
Right.
And that's part of what it takes is you can lean on your charisma and your personality, and it's not all just football knowledge.
Yep.
There's some of that, ability. It's like being able to, host a party. You got to
sure,
be able to
some
mingle.
Some people really are good at hosting and other people not so much.
You got to be able to mingle. You got to be able to chat people
right.
up. You got to, and.
But there's also, with broadcasts, as you and I know, everybody starts somewhere. And generally speaking, there's a curve. There's a learning curve.
Yes.
And some people can't do it. And other people just figure out either, some people are natural, some people can't do it at all, and other people get experience and work their way toward it. Tom Brady has a terrible personality.
It's going to be interesting to see. That's why I bring it up. So Drew Brees also, not great. He wasn't good, and he's out. They've decided to move on from him. So
are they going to pay out his contract? Like, what's the guarantee situation here?
I don't
see
that here.
Are they taking a $375 million chance on Tom Brady?
I don't see that here, but I'm going to bet since these guys don't have any of that, they didn't do a show or a game in Green Bay on a Sunday that wasn't televised to get to learn.
Right, right.
They didn't learn through some experience. I have to believe there's an out for the broadcast companies that they can say, we can cut our losses if you're not good.
Right.
I have to believe that.
Right.
Without any experience, they can't sign someone to a deal.
What a gamble that would
stuck.
Be, right? And then people are like, this is terrible, and I can't watch it if Tom Brady's commentating on it.
He's out, and he's also now putting it out there. He might stay at NBC. They fired him. He's not.
Yeah,
that's
he's
crazy.
Not saying.
he might go back to football.
Oh, Drew.
He's okay. 44. It's not happening.
Good luck.
I may focus on business and philanthropy.
That's what you should do.
Well, anyway, he just put it out there. I just thought, oh, it's so awful that he had to fail, like, so bigly.
Publicly, that's bigly. Yes, that was a big league. That was a big league fail.
Awful. Anyway, and I like the guy, but so what chance does Tom Brady have?
It's Tom Brady. He's
very little. Come on,
guy. Maybe he'll surprise us. He'll blow our minds and be so funny and entertaining.
But these guys are experts at saying nothing. They're not experts at, you know, really.
Yes. Hey, right. Having done press conferences for years does not qualify you to be an entertaining broadcaster.
Right.
Good luck to you, Tom. Good luck.
It's seeing what happened to Drew Brees. And by the way, they have good people around. Like, they moved good people to get Drew Brees in there because of the big name, big splash. And then he was a cardboard figure of himself.
Right.
Yuck.
Which one of the Mannings has the Manning Mondays or whatever, the Monday Night Football side show thing? Because I hear a lot about that.
I thought they both do it.
Oh, is it the two of them together?
The two of them. Peyton's great. I mean, like him or hate him, you know, whatever you feel about that guy. He's pretty entertaining. He's done SNL. He's someone who's got it. His commercials are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so, and then Eli is like a sidekick, or Eli is maybe doing the straight stuff and panning. I haven't watched it. I hear
it
a lot about it.
I don't have the luxury of watching a bunch of stuff all the time, but I've heard it. I have heard people enjoy it.
Heard really good stuff. Like, funny stuff happens on there, and they interview players. And there's, it's more than just kind of calling a game.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys wrote. Tony Romo sucks, Sarah. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, he doesn't. You're crazy. Sarah? He's so good. I enjoy him.
Yeah, I don't know that I enjoy him, but he's someone, you're right. He took to it. And the flyer they took on him, it worked out.
Yeah.
Like, they put him in a big spot, and he handled it, and he's got some valuable insight. Also, he's relaxed enough to just sort of do a game without it feeling like, what's happening to that guy?
Right.
What is wrong with him?
I find him delightful.
Yeah, Drew Brees not, though.
Mm. No.
Napa's supposed to be 90 to 92 today. Hot, 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 hot.
I've got 80s.
But I don't have every
sure,
city.
Every corner. Right.
In front of me. So, yeah, it's going to be a hot summer day today, even though it's not quite summer yet.
Yeah, expect some heat. And whatever they're predicting, it's always hotter than that. I don't care what they say. They say 79 at my house, and I just guarantee you I'll be at 89. It's just the way it is. Hot, hot.
Sarah did some stories about Tom Cruise wanting to work on his birthday, and 650 says, I have my opening day tickets for Maverick. I can't wait.
Oh, so people are really into this.
It's going to be a blockbuster, and it's going to be the first, hopefully the first summer back where the movies can welcome people and fill the seats and see a real summer blockbuster tally at the end of
that
the weekend.
That is, and it's fun to go to the movies. The summertime blockbuster is, it's called that for a reason because it's so fun. Some of the biggest movies. Like that 4th of July weekend.
Mm. 510 says, when did every day become a national something day? I must agree. The dishes day.
I'm with you.
It's
so
stretch.
Stupid. Right.
It's really not.
It has. There really are several things every single day. And sometimes it is kind of funny. Right. It's funny, I guess. Some days you just don't know where it'll lead you. So, you know, and Nikki seems to really like it.
Well, she writes them. Human used to always say, all right, hey, grab this, hold this, smile, all right. And, you know, I'm just like, oh, what's this for?
Oh, right. He would do a social media post for, you know, here's a dirty dish, hold this.
Right, exactly.
Speaking, 650 says, adult celebrating birthdays makes me think of Human.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Come on, Human. It's over, dude.
That was one of the biggest events of the year in his eyes.
Oh,
it's still not over. I mean, he already has his birthday planned.
For this year, he does?
For this year. Uh-huh. He does. I don't know where it is, but he...
Oh, well, he's surely where. I mean, the minute he wakes up the day after his last birthday, and then, God, I had to get a freaking hotel room for the last one. I'm like, okay, this seems safe. COVID, woo!
I actually kind of enjoyed that whole, the way there's so much turnover. You know, he churns new friends in and old friends out.
Right, you'd always meet all these new people. It would be like, well, where, and how did you meet Hooman?
Right. Anyway.
Where did he collect you from?
Right.
Trash TV is ruling the world. Well, at least part of it.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.